Welcome to this Apple TV 4th generation demo, and in this demo I want to show you the fact that you can indeed use your old Apple remote on the 3rd generation with the 4th generation Apple TV. Now I just happen to have the old remote, so to speak, in my hand, and just to remind you what the remote was, you had the round raised button at the top going around, and that of course was your up, down, left and right arrows, and in the middle you had an indented select key, and then the two buttons underneath that. On the left hand side was your menu button, and on the right hand side play pause button. If I press the Deno part of the old remote,
search row 2 column 1,
so remember this is now operating via infrared rather than the Siri touch remote, which is of course Bluetooth. So that was Deno. If I press right arrow,
settings, row 2, column 2.
And left arrow.
Search. Row 2, column
and
1.
Of course, up arrow.
Movies. Row 1, column 1.
And if I want to select something, let me right arrow over to music.
TV shows. App store. Photos. Music.
And click on the round select button indented at the top of the remote.
For you. Music. For you. Tab. 1 of 5.
Let me press right arrow to go over to radio.
New. Radio. Tab. 3 of 5.
Click on radio.
Radio. In progress, recently played, chill, 1 of 53,
I'm going to click on
button,
chill.
In progress, waterfall, the, circles, EP, playing.
Okay, and if I press play pause, which is the bottom right hand button on the remote.
Paused.
Stopped it. If I press it again.
Playing.
Okay, so that all works beautifully. Press it again.
Paused.
Stop. And I'm going to press the menu key, bottom left hand side, to come out.
Recently played. Chill. Radio. Tab. 3 of 6. Radio. Tab. Music. Row 1. Column 5.
Okay, I'm back to the main home screen. So far we can go up, down, left and right. Press select. And we can use the menu button to come back up levels. And we can use the play pause key to start and stop music. And I can also, of course, press the menu key 3 times. 1, 2, 3.
Selected. Voiceover. Button.
Okay, because I've got the access shortcut running. So if I click on voiceover.
Voiceover off.
Turned off voiceover. Press it again 3 times. 1, 2, 3.
Voiceover.
Click it.
Voiceover on. Movies. Row 1.
And if I go and run an app, so I'm going to press down arrow.
Search. Row 2, the weather. Row 3, column 1.
For example, the weather. Click on that one.
In progress, the weather channel. Tab, 1 of 4.
Dinner.
Gosford, Australia weather. 68 degrees N/A. Button, 1 of 3.
Okay, which of course is in Fahrenheit, but never mind. You can still navigate generally around apps. Press the menu button.
The weather channel. Tab, 1 of 4.
I can still come out of an app. Now, of course, I can't get to the app switcher because I don't actually have a home button on the old remote. And, of course, I also don't have a Siri button to engage Siri. However, for general navigation, you've certainly got the main functionality. So just to recap, you've got basic navigation on your older remote. You've got up, down, left and right and select, the menu key and the play pause key. So that completes this quick demonstration of using the older infrared remote on your new 4th generation Apple TV. And as always, thanks for listening and bye for now.